On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Okay, kids, it's time for a track-by-track battle. We're the ones who did it first, so all the rest are copiers or whatever the heck they are. And this week I picked two albums that were released in the great year of 1976. I think when I was 12 and Danny was 10.
Yeah, it was the country's bicentennial.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
America.
Yeah, I had to explain it to my kids. They had no idea what bicentennial was. So,
okay. I can ride my bicentennial.
There you go, all the way down to the park. And these two albums, I'm sure a lot of people know these. They're completely different artists, but they made a huge impact on me. And I think Danny knows them pretty well, too. So the first album is Ted Nugent's Cat Scratch Fever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which sold 3 million copies in the U.S. and was at number 17 on Billboard. That's where it topped it. And it's going against album that's the complete opposite, Queen, Day at the Races.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's interesting battle.
Yeah, and that one only sold 1 million in the U.S. Can you believe that?
Wow.
But it went number 5 on Billboard, so it went higher but didn't sell as much. But both of them were huge in my eyes. Love them both, and you're going to know songs on both of these albums. So, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, the first one is probably the toughest one. It would be Ted Nugent's Cat Scratch Fever versus Queen, Tie Your Mother Down.
Oh, my God. See, that's the problem with this battle, because you can get the best song against each other, and oh man,
yeah, the two most rocking songs in the album that everybody knows, and they both rule, but you have to make a decision. There's no pushes here.
I gotta go with Tie Your Mother Down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you as well. Tie Your Mother Down for sure. But it's it's pretty tight.
Yeah, wow,
I know, those both just absolutely rule. But the next one I think is gonna be pretty damn easy.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
All right, and if you don't remember one of these songs, I put little clips on there so you can listen to them and refresh your memory, because some of these songs I didn't remember, and I played them again, I went, oh, God, that song's great. But the second song, I know you know for sure, Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang.
I don't know, I don't know.
Yep, versus okay. You Take My Breath Away.
Oh, Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang.
Yeah, that one's kind of easy.
Yeah, I love that song. Great guitar riff.
One of the great American love songs of our time.
Yep, so sweet. I'm sure that was played at his wedding.
Yeah, and if you don't know what it means, ask your parents. And if they don't know what it means, they're too damn old.
Right.
Okay. So that's one vote for Queen and one vote for Nugent right off the bat. All right, number 3, Nugent's Death by Misadventure versus Long Way by Queen. Do you remember those?
No, I don't remember those.
So go ahead and click on them. There's a little 30-second clip for you. You can listen to them. I'm sure it'll refresh your memory real quick. Remember it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
And then Queen's Long Way, which I totally didn't remember until I heard it. I went, oh, yeah. Put your troubles in a suitcase.
not live. I could not live this way.
All right.
You remember them? Now you remember them?
Yeah, I remember hearing them.
Which one jumps out at you?
I got to go with Ted Nugent on that one, Death by Misadventure.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to go with Long Way.
All right.
Though I do like both songs.
Yeah, I like the melodic part of the Queen song, but, I mean, every Queen song is pretty melodic.
Yeah, when you go back and listen to these over again, you're like, whoa, man, they never play that. They should play that on the radio. That's a damn good song. Yeah, you can't go wrong with either one. That was a coin flip for me, too.
Yeah.
All right, track four is Live It Up versus The Millionaire Waltz, which we use from time to time. We use bits and pieces of The Millionaire Waltz on our intellectual poetry intro.
All right.
And if you're not sure, you can check them out. You can do a little clip. Do you remember both of those?
I don't remember Live It Up.
You can tell that's not Ted singing.
Can't you see? I'm half happy. I just can't stop. Got to live it up.
No, that's Derek for sure.
Yep. Can't you see? I'm half happy.
Millionaire Waltz. Let's just refresh that one. I got to go and Live It Up on that one.
I'm with you 100% there. Yeah, Millionaire Waltz is out there.
That's one of these Queen ones where they just, it went a little too far.
Yeah, let Freddie do his thing there. And he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's okay, so Nugent gets a vote there. So Nugent's up 2-1 right now. Track five is an instrumental from Ted, Homebound versus You and I. You don't remember that one much?
No, not much at all.
Oh, you gotta revisit that album. There's some good songs on there.
And you said Long Way?
No, You and I by Queen.
All right.
Which I totally didn't remember. I had to play it again to remember it. Well, I disagree. I'm going with Ted Nugent's Homebound. I love that song.
Right.
Yeah, love it. It just got a great groove to it. Love the bass. Love the whole song. Actually, so that's a no vote there. We're still at 2-1. All right. Okay. Track six would be Working Hard, Playing Hard versus Somebody to Love. What do you think?
And Somebody to Love?
Yeah.
I got to go with Somebody to Love for sure. That's an all-time great song by Queen.
Yeah, I like Working Hard, Playing Hard, but Somebody to Love is a stone cold classic. So yes, so somebody absolutely. Love gets the vote. So we're at 2-2.
I'm not real big on the beat, on the drum beat for that Nugent song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very way too syncopated, I think, but that's probably what he was going for.
Well, blame, I think it's Clive Harris was the drummer back then.
Oh, okay.
I think he also produced it, or he became a producer later on. I think he killed himself later, but not because of that song.
Oh, well, okay. All right, good.
not a future question, by the way. All right, the next one is Sweet Sally by Ted Nugent versus Queen's White Man.
All right, I have to hear both of these.
Okay. So these are rockers, by the way.
That's a cool song.
Yeah, it is.
You said White Man?
White Man. A song about us.
I'm going with Sweet Sally.
You're going with Sweet Sally? I love Sweet Sally, but I'm going with White Man. I think that song absolutely rules.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Give it a listen. It's a total rocker. They're both good. You can't go wrong there. Right. Like them both. All right. Track number 8 is 1,000 Knives versus Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy.
I know the Queen song, but... And which one? Old Fashioned?
Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy.
Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy on that one.
We
just 1,000 Knives just doesn't do it for me.
Oh god, you went with the I thought for sure you're going to go with 1,000 Knives. And I'm going with 1,000 Knives, so we disagree on that one. Good Old Fashioned, I like Good Old Fashioned Boy. It's a little fruity for me, but it's good. I like it too, but 1,000
not that there's anything wrong with it.
No but we're disagreeing on a lot of these.
Really?
Okay, so yeah, we've disagreed on 4 of them already, and we're at track 9, so. All right, track 9 is Fist Fighting Son of a Gun versus Drowsy. Versus Drowsy. A Roger Taylor tune.
Nope. No, I'm going with Fist Fighting Son of a Gun.
Yeah, I agree with you. So Ted Nugent pulls ahead. It's 3-2. Could be a shocking upset. We're down to the final track. Again, it's 3-2 for Nugent. Track 10 is Out of Control versus a song in Japanese, but the English version is Let Us Cling Together. I can't say the Japanese version because I can't pronounce it.
out of control.
Out of Control.
That one's going to be hard to beat.
Taro Toriyaki or something like that.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Which is in Japanese.
Let's cling together as the years go by. Oh, my love, in the quiet of the night, let our candle always burn. Let us never lose the lessons we have learned.
Nope. I'm going with Ted Nugent on that one.
And in a shocking upset, I'm going with Nugent as well. So Ted Nugent, 4 for Cat Scratch Fever, and only 2 for Day at the Races. A shocking upset.
Now, if you had picked Night at the Opera, I think we'd have been on the other side of that.
Yeah, but I wanted to pick him from the same year, so that's why I went with that. Though I really like Day at the Races, too. I almost like it better than A Night at the Opera, but I'm probably in the total minority in that one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But in U.S. sales, Ted Nugent got $3 million, and Queen only got $1 million off of this album. So I guess we're going along with the American public as well.
Yeah.
Of course, that doesn't mean squat, because most of the time we're nuts.
Ah, whatever. That's our opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so please go out there. If you have... Revisit these albums. Go buy them. The Ted Nugent album is really good. I mean, I forgot some of those songs. I mean, Out of Control, I totally forgot about that. I played it again and went, oh, man, I used to love that song.
Oh, yeah. I probably haven't heard either of these albums in many years.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to throw some of those songs on my radio station, Hard Rock Arena Radio, which
Hard
can be...
Hard Rock Arena Radio.
Yeah, so if you got radio, you can get your, download the radio.net app and you can listen to it, or KNEC or anything you want on your phone. So do that now.
Do that now.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube. So please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
All right, everybody. Time for a little intellectual poetry where we try to stump each other with lyrics of songs. And if you think this is easy, it's really not, because if you don't have the melody, it makes it much more difficult. So let's give it a try. See if you can guess these as we go through them.
All right.
You ready?
I stink at this, but I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. You might get this one. This first one's pretty easy. You can't get romantic on a subway line. Conductor don't like it, says you're wasting your time. And then it goes into a pre-chorus that I can't tell you. Then the second verse is, yeah, I've seen the people that are looking for a moonbeam. Yeah, you spent a lot. You got lost in the jet stream.
Oh, God, I can hear it, but I don't. I can see the guy screaming the opening line, too. But I don't hear the music, so. Oh, God, I know this is wrong. I'm going to say Extreme.
Nope, but you're not too far off.
Okay.
It's definitely an American band.
All right. American band. How many people in the band?
The song came out from 1980.
Okay.
It was the band's third album.
All right. God, I know this too. it's probably an easy one too.
Well, once you know the melody.
Yeah.
Let me do the bridge for you.
Okay.
Still doesn't do the chorus. So, oh, where'd you get that shit? Ooh, I like it. I like the way the line runs up the back of their stockings. I've always liked those kind of high heels too.
Got it.
What do you think it is?
It's Van Halen.
Yeah.
What's the song though? Oh God, it's on Women and Children First.
You can't get romantic on a subway line. Wow. Conductor don't like it. See, yes. You it's your time.
I got it. Everybody and wants them.
That's right.
Oh,
I was like pulling teeth.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm a moron.
Well, no, it's hard when you don't have the melody. I mean, you can't get romantic on a subway line.
Yeah, as soon as I heard that, I go, I know this.
Yeah.
Okay, that was pretty good. I'm sure the Van Halen fans are looking at me or cussing at their radios or whatever they're listening to on their phones.
You idiot.
Yeah. Mine is a very simplistic song. I don't know if you've heard this one, but some people call this guy lyrical genius. I don't see it. So I'm gonna give you this song.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna start at the beginning because it totally gives it away. So I'm gonna start in the middle of the song and bounce around. So I'll start with this first part. All right. About middle of the song, it says, "My favorite inside source. I'll kiss your open sores. Appreciate your concern. You'll always stink and burn." Any clue?
Oh, God, none.
Kissing open sores, you'll always stink and burn. What do you think?
Wow. Is it Wasp?
No, it is not Wasp. I'll give you some. This is from this band's third album. It came out in 1993, and it is a huge band in the 90s. All right, I'll keep going. "Hate me, do it and do it again, waste me, rape me, my friend, I'm not the only one."
Is it Nirvana?
It is Nirvana.
Is it Rape Me?
It is Rape Me.
Wow.
All right. Woo.
I mean, the song starts, rape me, my friend.
Rape me,
my friend. Rape me again. And that's pretty much the whole song. And I read everything else. It's a lot of repetition. "I'm not the only one." Repeat 4 times. "Rape me" at the end. Repeat 9 times. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not lyrical genius. I'm sorry.
Oh, nobody says "rape me, my friend." Total genius.
Oh, yeah. Let's repeat it. Okay. Over and over and over again. Hey, let's kiss some open sores and stink and burn. That's it.
Stink and burn. Well, he's probably talking about his wife.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. It's from the album In Utero, which I didn't think it was that great. I mean, Nevermind was the masterpiece. It was the second album, and In Utero came out. A lot of people liked that. I didn't think it was that great, and then poof, they were gone.
Poof.
But if they had kept going, I think they just would have went right downhill. Because they weren't really, it did the Unplugged thing, which I thought was okay. But Nevermind, I really liked, but everything else is like, eh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Yeah, thanks for getting rid of hair metal for us. Appreciate that.
You can't blame them for that.
Well.
Yeah, you know the backstory in that. You blame the program director at KROQ, which was the alternative station in L.A. That guy became the program director at MTV, and the guy hated all that stuff and basically stopped playing it.
Killed it.
Yep, killed it. He was the guy responsible for it. And then all the radio stations did what he did. And they're all a bunch of sheep anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So then it was all Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam.
Yeah, let's play all the stuff we like on, we'll play on the alternative channel. And all the sheep followed. And then.
Let's play all the stuff that makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah. I mean, Soundgarden and Alice in Chains, there's some good tunes there. I like them.
Oh, yeah.
I like them much better than I like Nirvana. I can't stand Pearl Jam, but Pearl Jam's huge. But, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There was just, I think every huge thing like disco or hair metal or whatever has a huge backlash.
Oh, you know? Oh, yeah. So, and in the hair metal thing too, they started signing bands, like the third level bands. Like some of them had no business being signed. They just weren't that good.
Yeah.
So a lot of the bands started to look and sound alike. So that was kind of an issue too. But then there were some bands that were unique and doing their own thing. Cinderella, Tesla. There's some good bands in there. And then you got to the, all of a sudden here's Cold Sweat and Wild Side. You know, not bad, but okay, guys.
I've heard that before, didn't I?
We've got 40 other bands that sound and look like this. So they flooded the market and kind of killed it too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of reasons. But the good stuff kept on going. All right. Oh, I'm depressed now.
Oh, boy. Thanks.
Sorry I brought that one up. All right. So don't go out and buy the Nirvana album because it's not that great. Yeah. But
I'm sure most people have heard it anyway, so.
But Women and Children First is excellent, so go out and buy that.
All right.
All right. Went from happy album to depressing. Okay. And on that note, good night.